This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iranian and Palestinian officials called for Wednesday's gathering of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation in the Saudi coastal city of Jeddah, saying the body needed to respond to the killing of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran.
The assassination of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh will not quell the Palestinian cause. Rather, it amplifies it, underscoring the urgency for justice and human rights for the Palestinian people.
The comments from Gambian Foreign Minister Mamadou Tangara came as a senior Iranian official said during the same meeting that the Islamic Republic would need to defend itself from Israel, which it blames for Haniyeh's death.
This heinous act serves only to escalate the existing tensions, potentially leading to a wider conflict that could engulf the entire region.
Israel has not commented on Haniyeh's death, which Iran has vowed to avenge, putting the region on edge. British police brace for further violent racist attacks on Wednesday evening, with the government pledging swift action to punish anyone stoking disorder. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British police are gearing up for another night of violence amid concerns far-right groups plan to target as many as 30 locations on Wednesday following a week of routing and disorder. Authorities are mobilizing about 6,000 specially trained officers to respond to the unrest. And London's Metropolitan Police Service adds it would do everything in its power to protect the capital. Many UK cities and towns have been racked by violence for the past week as angry mobs egged on by far-right extremists and influencers have clashed with police and counter-demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will campaign alongside her new running mate Tim Walz on Wednesday, holding events in battleground states Wisconsin and Michigan that will offer an early test of his Midwestern credentials.
Just an observation of mine that I made. I just have to say it. You know it. You feel it. These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell. That's what you see.
Walz was introduced formally in Philadelphia on Tuesday, and the campaign has since raised $36 million. Nobel laureate Muhammad Yunus, the pioneer of the global microcredit movement who could shepherd Bangladesh's new interim government, was an arch foe of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, who has resigned and fled the country. Reuters' Gabe Singer explains.
Yunus was already in the spotlight this year, facing a slew of legal troubles. He was sentenced in January to 6 months in prison for labor law violations. Then in June, he and 13 others were indicted on charges of embezzlement from the Workers' Welfare Fund of a telecoms company he founded. The same month, Yunus discussed his legal troubles in an interview with Reuters.
And the cases are very flimsy, made-up stories, stolen monies, forgery, embezzlement, cheating the labor, not giving them their proper money that they deserve.
Though he was ultimately not jailed in either of those cases, Yunus still faces more than 100 other cases on graft and other charges.
Reuters' Gabe Singer. Yunus is on his way to Bangladesh from Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport on Wednesday. Tropical storm Debbie swirls over the Atlantic on Wednesday and is expected to again douse the Carolinas before moving north. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch describing tropical storm Debbie like a boomerang going back over the ocean, only to return again to Georgia and the Carolinas before moving east.
Could strengthen some. We are not forecasting it to become a hurricane again. The big threat from Debbie is going to be very heavy rains. We could have rainfall totals up to 25 inches.
Debbie already flooding parts of South Carolina and Georgia, where Savannah resident Michael Jones says he had to sleep on his kitchen table.
The water started pouring inside the house, and furniture stopped floating everywhere.
Parts of Florida trying to recover. At least 6 people dying from the storm, most in traffic accidents or from fallen trees. I'm Julie Walker.
One of Australia's Olympic hockey players, Tom Craig, was released from police custody and apologized to his family and teammates on Wednesday after being arrested in Paris for buying cocaine. Police issued Craig with a warning. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.